You're listening to Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, featuring Gary Bauer, Senior Vice President of Public Policy at the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute. And now, here's Gary.
Hi, this is Gary Bauer, Senior Vice President for Public Policy at the James Dobson Family Institute. Welcome to our weekly podcast, Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom. I'm glad you're with us. Be here every week and tell your friends about us. It's over, folks. It's finally over. Is it just me? This seems like this has been the longest presidential campaign that I've ever lived through, and I've lived through a lot of them. I mean, it just seems like it's been going on for decades instead of just this election year. But this week, America voted. The results are in, and I got to say that I think all the analysts agree about this. The results are incredible. Not only did former President Trump and J.D. Vance win the Electoral College, but they also are leading in the popular vote nationwide. At the time I'm talking with you, recording this, they've got a 5 million vote lead in the popular vote. What? I think the last time a Republican candidate for president won the popular vote, it may go all the way back to Reagan. I don't bet on that, but I think it goes back quite a few years. So this was really a remarkable election result. Here's a recommendation to all those pollsters out there. I think we were getting about 10 polls a day, it seemed like. But man, some of them were really off. Let me get one example. There was a poll the weekend before the election that showed that Kamala Harris had now opened up a 3-point lead over former President Trump in the state of Iowa. Trump ended up winning Iowa by double digits. So I don't know, maybe the pollster that did that poll might want to, maybe they ought to think about working at McDonald's like the president did that one day. I don't know about you this week. I know a lot of Christians, and here at JDFI, we urged Christians to pray about the election, to pray about the choices they made. We urge you all to get educated about the issues. I think we put out an impressive amount of material on the issues and where each candidate stood on them. We were also all praying for peace, that there not be violence on Election Day or in the aftermath of the election. I think we need to continue to pray about that, because between now and Inauguration Day, there's still a lot of things that are bad that could happen. I think we all realize that. So don't stop praying, even though the voting's over. I found myself this week, I don't know if this happened to you too, you know, I was thinking, well, what Bible verses are relevant to what just happened? I mean, what does God's word say? And one kept coming back to me. Let me share it with you. Psalm 30, verses 4 and 5. Sing praise to the Lord, you, his godly ones, and give thanks to his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may last for the night, but a shout of joy comes in the morning. Now, the reason it kept coming to mind is, haven't you felt over the last couple of years that maybe God had taken his hand of protection away from the country? And there's a lot of things that have been going really bad. The divisions in America are extraordinary, and then there seem to be some powerful people that were stoking the divisions, wanted us at each other's throats. You know, there have been natural disasters. We seem to be stumbling toward a possible third world war. The economy, the gap between people that are really, really successful and just average folks seems to be getting bigger and bigger. Inflation has killed family budgets. We've got parents worried about what's happening with their kids, all the stuff that our kids are exposed to. So I've met a lot of depressed people in the last year or two. And in fact, the polling data on this seems to bear it out. Like 3/4 of the country thinks we're headed in the wrong direction. But now you've got the election behind this, And the winning candidate, former President Trump, getting reelected now to the presidency, I think surprisingly put together one of the most remarkable coalitions that crossed racial lines, ethnic lines. It's certainly not what the experts expected. I want to read some names to you and see if you can guess what they all have in common. Lady Gaga, Harrison Ford, the singing sensation Taylor Swift, Jennifer Lopez, Cardi B, Lizzy, or is it Lizzy? I never get that right. Cher, John Legend, LeBron James, Bruce Springsteen, Beyonce. I mean, the list goes on and on. Beth Midler, the famous writer Stephen King. What do all these people have in common? Well, they're wealthy, and they got huge followings. These people put something up on social media, and they get 900,000 hits, a couple million hits. Taylor Swift? I can't even believe the figures. Well, so what they have in common is they're influential, or at least they all thought they were. They're very wealthy. Well, yeah, right. There's one other thing. They all endorsed the losing candidate in the presidential race. So, I don't know about you, but my heart kind of jumps at this because it ends up that just average Americans, the people to get a, I don't mean average in the sense that you're not excelling in anything. Maybe the better word would be regular Americans, just regular Americans. You don't have millions of dollars in your bank account. Nobody's hanging on every word you speak. You go to work, you pay your bills, you try to make a living for your family. You volunteer in the neighborhood. Most of you are in church on Sunday. It ends up that those regular Americans banding together had more influence than when I was growing up, what we used to call the big shots. Well, that's encouraging to me. I hope it's encouraging to you. The country was built on the idea, that regular Americans were the most important citizens, not somebody that was a multimillionaire. And maybe it took a billionaire presidential candidate for the second time to make that point for us. Election night, well, it's actually election morning. I think it was around 2:30. Donald Trump came out and accepted what was obvious, that he had won the election. And I want to just play a couple of clips for you. Listen to this one because it had something in it that I thought was significant.
But it's a political victory that our country has never seen before, nothing like this. I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president. And every citizen, I will fight for you, for your family and your future. Every single day, I will be fighting for you. And with every breath in my body, I will not rest until we have delivered the strong, safe, and prosperous America that our children deserve and that you deserve. This will truly be the golden age of America. That's what we have to have. This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again. Oh,
did you catch that toward the end? He said he wanted this to be a golden age for America. Well, I know what his plans are. He's going to try to put through better policies. He wants economic growth to lift all the boats, not just some boats. He wants your family to experience the economic growth too. He wants to secure the border. And he certainly has made it clear that he's going to strengthen freedom of speech and freedom of religion. He did that in his first term. The people he has surrounded himself with, I think he'll do in the second term. JDFI will work with him on any issue in which we are committed to taking a position on, and you know what all those issues are. and we'll continue to pray for him. But I periodically get to talk to him, and I'm going to remind him that it's not going to be a golden age for America, even if he does all the right policies, unless the country returns its heart to the author of our liberty, which is the God of the Bible. And we can't expect Donald Trump to get us to return our hearts to God. That's up to us. That is the main calling of Dr. James Dobson and JDFI and all of us who work here. We want America to be restored again to one nation under God. And if we get these good policies that he's talking about, and as a people, we return our hearts to God and rediscover that our liberty comes from him, not from government, then it could very well be a golden age again. So why does he think he won re-election? Listen to this clip.
Many people have said this is our last rally, but now we're going on to something that's far more important, because the rallies were used for us to be put in this position where we can really help our country. That's what we're going to do. We're going to make our country better than it ever has been. And I said that many people have told me that God spared my life for a reason. And that reason was to save our country and to restore America to greatness. And now we are going to fulfill that mission together. We're going to fulfill that mission. The task before us will not be easy, but I will bring every ounce of energy, spirit, and fight that I have in my soul to the job that you've entrusted to me. This is a great job. There's no job like this. This is the most important job in the world.
Now, there's nothing new in that. The president-elect has said a number of times since the assassination attempt that took place in Butler, Pennsylvania, that he believed God spared his life. And he said on election night that he believed God spared his life because he had an important job that he wanted Donald Trump to do. And Trump went on to say that he believes that important job is to try to bring us all together. And this is kind of a remarkable thing, because everybody, a lot of the experts say that Donald Trump is a really divisive figure in American politics. Although, again, I want to point out, he did better in bringing different races, different ethnic groups together than any modern Republican presidential candidate all the way back to Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan did pretty good at this, and nobody in between Ronald Reagan and now did a better job than Donald Trump did on election night in bringing a lot of Americans together. And he worked at it. During the campaign, he went into inner cities. He asked blacks for their support. He asked Hispanics for their support. He asked Muslim Arab Americans, and he asked Jewish Americans for their support. And we're still poring over the figures, but it looks like he was relatively successful in all of those areas. So, my friends, this is a time to celebrate that we are free men and women. We once again got to do what a lot of people all around the world do not get to do, participate in free elections where we get to choose our leaders. I think we also learned a lesson. I hope we did. If all the Christians in America had done nothing but pray for the election results but didn't vote, it wouldn't have come out the right way, or it wouldn't have come out with this result. Let's put it that way. If all the Christians in America had just voted but didn't pray, I don't think that would have worked either. I don't think God would have blessed that. So I think one of the big lessons out of all this is that as men and women of faith, as Christian men and women, we need to call on God for wisdom and direction and discernment, and we have to ask him to guide us, to help our country be worthy of his protection. But in addition to those prayers, we've got to show up on election day. And if we do that, then we get elections with results that we can work with, I think. So JDFI will continue to work with the president-elect when he does the right thing. We will criticize him if he does the wrong thing. But with you, we will celebrate the fact that we still have another chance now to make this one nation under God. Well, thanks for being with me today. This is Gary Bauer signing off from JDFI, our weekly podcast, Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom. Come back and listen to us next week.
Subscribe to Gary Bauer's Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, where you find your favorite podcasts. Just hit the subscribe button to ensure you receive every episode.